You're on with Mario Lopez.
What's up, y'all? Mario Lopez joining me now in studio. The man, Sean William Scott. How are you, buddy?
Doing great. How are you?
I'm good. We're sharing war stories here. Me being injured, you being injured. It's just called getting old, Sean.
We're old.
It's just called getting old.
Older.
But this is exciting, man. You're joining the cast of Fox's hit show Lethal Weapon. Very cool. Congrats on that. You're
Thanks, dude.
CIA operative turned LAPD detective, right?
Yeah.
How'd it come about?
I was actually pitching. I was on a project that Sacha Baron Cohen was producing, and it was a hilarious script.
I bet.
I was really, really excited about it, and I was attached to star in it. And we were meeting. We kind of thought it was going to probably happen on cable or streaming, but then we thought, let's meet with like some of the network studios, and so we met with Fox, and I think it was like 5 days later. I think they had already been thinking about maybe adding on a new character, and I got the call. They're like, "Hey, what do you think about playing a new part in season 3 of this show?" And then I talked to the showrunner, and he told me about the character, and I was like, "It's tough because this other thing, the Sacha Baron Cohen thing, was so funny,
right?"
But I was like, "I didn't know if the Sacha Baron Cohen show was going to be, I didn't know if it was so great because it was weird, and it might be too weird for people to take on." This was like. You know, I had a chance to do action, which I've never had a chance to do, you know, and the character, there's some dramatic elements to it. And the character is intelligent, which I've never played before. It was like, you know what? Yeah, I was like, it's all a big challenge. Right. I said, let's do it.
So you didn't necessarily audition. It came from you pitching some, wow, that's I don't know if I've heard that version of a casting before when you go in to pitch something and then they pitch you.
Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
Really cool.
What happened with the Sacha Baron Cohen project?
Well, I think we just put it on hold. You know, this thing came together so quickly. I mean, it was like, we were literally in the middle of, it was tough because it's like, obviously if I do this, we're gonna have to put this thing on hold.
Yeah.
And so I'd still like to do that.
Okay. And did you get spend a lot of time with him?
No.
Was that?
No, because, you know, he was doing his show.
Right.
Because I remember I was like, where's Sacha, man? I want to spend some time. So I was spending more of my time with the producers.
Got it.
And then finally came out that he was shooting that show.
Yeah, Who's America? Great. We're all fans here.
Is it amazing, right? Amazing.
Are you sure you weren't being pranked?
Right, exactly. Yeah, exactly. It's all a big, the season two.
Season two, exactly.
Right there. So you're replacing a character. You're replacing Clayne Crawford, who played Detective Riggs. How's the show handling that as far as the storyline?
I think it's handling it well. I mean, I don't know. You know, like, I was trying to think about it. Like, if I was watching X-Files and all of a sudden they fired Mulder, you know, I'd be like, I don't know. I want Mulder back. You know what I mean? So it's like, I watched the show, you know, after I decided to do it. And I love Lethal. I watched like 22 episodes in 4 days. And I was like, Clint Crawford is awesome in the show. So I'm hoping that, I think that they've put a lot of thought and care into, like, how do we try to handle this? How do, you know, because there's going to be a lot of fans that are going to be skeptical. And I think they did a really good job. I mean, I'm like 1% of the actor that Clint Crawford is. So, you know, I think a lot of people are going to be disappointed, but like, I'm just trying not to ruin the show.
Well, you mentioned it's physical you're an action guy of sorts, right? How physical is it? And do you have fight scenes? Are you jumping off of stuff? And
yeah, the fight scenes are, you know, like the fight scenes, well, I mean, more physical than anything I've done. I mean, you know,
it's fun, right?
It was super fun. And it's like, you know, it's like this character is kind of like all the G.I. Joe characters that I played as a kid. It'll roll into one.
Yeah.
So quite different than the things that I've done. And I'm loving it, you know, and it hasn't been that physical. I mean, I like that stuff. I think if I was out of shape, then I would hate it.
Right, right.
But well, if you're a physical dude, exactly. You're gonna what you wanted to do.
You're gonna embrace it. Where do you guys shoot?
Where do we shoot?
Yes,
Warner Brothers. A lot.
Oh, so you're here in L.A.
Yeah, that's great. That worked out. Yeah, and then we just kind of round L.A.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. One of the few shows right here.
Yeah.
How is it working with Damon Wayans?
Great. Yeah, man. I mean, it's a trip. Like I haven't gotten to the point where I'm used to it. You know, where I see him and like, I'm starstruck now, you know, I'm always gonna be starstruck, but like we spent like 2 months together now. So I don't know, it's just amazing, you know, cause I watched In Living Color when I was in junior high school, I think, or, you know, early high school. And
those are fun, surreal moments, right?
When, yeah.
This is cool.
Yeah. My favorites are when I make him laugh.
Yeah.
Yeah, I always am like, it's such a huge score. I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah,
I'm David Lapp.
Props to yourself
right there.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We also got this psychological horror film coming out as well, Bloodline.
Yeah, I think it's going to be cool.
What's the premise there?
It's not a... I mean, the movie, I haven't seen it, but some people I know have watched it, and they really love it. It's really, really dark. It's a Blumhouse movie, and it's really smart. But basically play a guy who is like kind of an average... You know, normal guy. He's married, and he and his wife just have their first baby, and he's also a guidance counselor at this high school. And in the beginning of the movie, you get the impression that like the stress of having your first child and the child's not well, this character starts to break down a little bit, and then ultimately, what you do find out is the guy's a serial killer.
Ah.
And it's like, but it's a real throwback.
Is that your character?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, so wow, dark.
Finally, I kill people.
No, wow. You know, but you're like, beating up people. Yeah, you kill people. Wow.
Yeah, but it's, you know, it's kind of what's interesting is it's a throwback to like really cool films that are in a similar kind of genre from like the 60s and the early 70s, yeah, of like Brian De Palma and stuff. So
they have that fun sort of thriller aspect as opposed to just, well, good luck, man. That's cool.
Thank you.
By the way, an actor is like one of the only professions where you can say, finally, I kill people. And like,
exactly.
Yeah, all right. Like, if you're a plumber and you say that,
for
people
you
are
showing
like,
range.
Yeah, congratulations.
So we do our show right here at Universal Studios. And is it true that you used to work here back in the day?
Yeah. Yeah, it's amazing. What'd you do? About that. So, like, I think I was doing a third job. I was working at a place called Scientific Revolution, just on City Walk, and I was selling glow. I mean, my buddy, he's my friend from high school that moved down here, goes, dude, you got to get a job. Because I was working at California Pizza Kitchen and 24-Hour Fitness in Glendale.
Well, that's a good balance, by the way.
Yeah,
because you're going to crush some pizza, you go work it off.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, see?
Yeah, I got to feel you.
So, and he goes, I'll get you a job at this place I work at. It's City Walk. We get to wear really cool outfits. And like, and he goes, it's a really great job. And he said, Scientific Revolution. I'm like, oh, that sounds legit. I got a job without meeting the manager and or knowing anything about what the job was. I walked down City Walk and I see my buddy wearing a lab coat, throwing a boomerang, like glow in the dark boomerang. And I'm like, and he goes, welcome to Scientific Revolution, everybody. We sell glow in the dark stars. We got boomerangs, Bill Nye the Science Guy puzzles. And I walk up to him like, dude, what are you wearing? He goes, these are our cool outfits.
Wow.
Lab coats.
Tight.
And I mean, he was like, oh, like the foreign, like, you know, hotties think we're smart because they don't speak English and they see us in this. I'm like, dude, nobody thinks you're smart.
That's his game.
He got fired my first day. So then I'm stuck there selling glow in the dark stars and Bill Nye the Science Guy puzzles. And then what was crazy, though, is a year and a half later, I was back at City Walk for the American Pie 1 premiere. And I was walking by the store. I was like, wow, I can't believe this. It was incredible.
Full circle moment right there.
Yeah.
By the way, glow in the dark boomerang sound awesome. I would get one right now.
Guess what? I'm getting one for you.
Oh, you got the hookup skill. I like it.
Oh, yeah.
Well, you mentioned American Pie, classic, obviously. And then it's been how many years now since the first
long
one?
Long time. We were just talking
almost,
about
almost
it.
20?
21. Because, well, no.
Well, it came out in 99.
Yeah.
Wow.
It's bizarre.
What's, looking back on the first film, what do you remember most, like a funny moment or fun moment about the process?
I'll tell you, because, you know, my character was only supposed to be in like three scenes, I think. So, and this was my first job. So all I kept thinking about is how do I get myself in more of the movie? And like,
that's great.
Yeah. And I was like, I got it. This is my one shot. Like, how do I make this character memorable? So I was always trying to like improvise or come up. I think the reason why the character was so cartoonish was I was like, if I can't get a line of dialogue, maybe I can make people laugh by pulling a face or something.
Smart.
You know, I don't know. I could have backfired, but I remember sitting, you know, just like, cause I loved films, and this is right around the time. Something About Mary came out.
Yeah. Yeah.
The summer that we were filming American Pie. And I remember sitting back watching the other guys like Biggs and Chris Klein and all the other cast members and how great they were. Like there was a quality to like what they were doing that felt really authentic and really, I just was like, I think this is going to make a lot of money.
Wow.
I didn't know if it was going to do anything for me, but I just remember every day feeling like, I don't know. I think because I've studied movies. I loved films. I mean, I became an actor more because I loved movies,
right,
not because I'm like, oh, I want to act.
Right.
And And so I was watching this. I'm like, I don't know. This seems pretty special.
That's cool. No, yeah. Same thing as far as like, I love TV. I love movies. Yeah. I love the entertainment. So yeah, that's why I really wanted to kind of get into it. Do you think, I was thinking about it 20 years ago, but do you think that film could be made today?
Never. We were talking about it. Never. That would be like a Disney cartoon to kids these days. These kids are into such dark stuff.
Yeah.
They can go online now and just like, I think the idea, like if you had the apple pie scene and you saw, they saw, they're like, I did that in second grade.
Yeah. Right.
You know what I mean? Like we're supposed to like, you know, I just think it's too soft for these little rascals these days.
Yeah. Yeah. Hey, I would just notice, man. When did you get the ink?
Yeah. You know, I've had them for a long time.
How long? I did you used to cover them or?
I've had them for 12 years. So we just cover them for films. But for the show, we kept them. I think I just encouraged them. Like, I think this works for the character, guys.
Yeah.
Because I didn't want to be sitting
right, every day makeup for
2
next
hours
day.
Trying to cover it up.
What was the inspiration? You just...
You know, it was actually after my dad passed away and I learned about like Polynesian tattoos, all the symbols have meaning. And so I'm hoping that the guy who did the tattoo, to somebody told me is actually what they stand for. He's probably sitting home going, what a moron.
Right.
I don't know.
No Polynesian in you, just appreciate the art.
Yeah, just appreciate the art,
Okay, I got it. Some people like the Japanese symbols.
You could have pulled a big joke on me, though.
Yeah, right. It's like, no, this is a great tribute. It really means, like, diarrhea.
Yeah, yeah.
If you run into the rock, he'll know. So give him a heads up. Before I let you go, I'm going to put you on the spot. Quick questions, quick answers, all right? First car.
You got so serious just now. I love that transition.
Very serious.
Yeah.
First car?
Oh, man. My grandpa gave me this. It's a Buick Skylark.
Oh, I know a Buick Skylark.
Yeah.
Those are like, nice and safe, though.
This one wasn't. this one just would stop, like, running.
Yeah.
Like, middle of the drive. And I'd be coasting, like, oh, you know, and a lot of times it just wouldn't start.
Thanks, Gramps.
Yeah, yeah.
Where are you from again originally?
Minnesota.
Minnesota. What part?
South of St. Paul.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Wonder,
you know Minnesota well?
My sister lived there for 5 years. My brother-in-law played for the Vikings for 5 years. So
no
they lived in Eden Prairie.
Yeah, that's nice. That's where the rich people live.
Oh, is that well? No. He was doing well at that time.
He's a Viking.
So now you're a Vikings fan then.
Yeah. I mean, I like the Vikings, but I like a lot of teams.
Not, what do you mean you like a lot of teams? You can't like a lot of teams. You're
one
of those.
I have like a team for football.
Not a big sports guy?
I am, but the things when I came out here to pursue acting is like I miss sports so much that I was like I can't watch it because I was like because I played baseball I was like I think I can still play and I, obviously I can't anymore but like so then when I started watching NFL like 5 years ago I think if there's one team that I watch the most is the Patriots because I don't have the experience that other football player or fans have where. They've been awesome for, you guys got really quiet, by the way.
Right.
Like 10, 15 years.
We're all intrigued with this.
Yeah.
You're very serious.
They win every single year. For me, I started watching like 5 years ago. I'm like, this team's unbelievable. Like they have these guys, they just create stars. They don't pay their players. Like, you know, they're just like the best coach team. So, and also Tom Brady's 41 and he's killing it.
Yeah.
So you can't help it. Appreciate it.
Patriots. All right.
I saw your face. I'm kidding.
I'm kidding with you. One thing on your bucket list.
One thing?
Yes.
Man. I would say I can't think of anything other than Brazil.
Okay. You just want to go to Brazil. Yeah. Oh, that's doable.
Yeah.
One superpower.
Let me see. I would say somebody's really long hair is on my hand.
Oh, that's Mario's wife. I'll show
you the video. She's pulling out her extensions.
She was pulling her hair out earlier when she was here.
Are you serious?
Yeah, I'll show you the video.
I gotta tell her. That's great.
I would say fly. You want to fly?
That hair is a parting gift.
I'm gonna put it in my pocket.
It's a parting gift.
First of all, we're keeping this, by the way.
But is it weird if I save her hair?
Oh, please do.
Okay.
Better story.
And I make a little doll.
Pretty sure there's some. It's all back there too.
Okay.
Final meal would be
sushi.
Okay, any particular role?
Sheesh.
I don't know. Getting too specific?
I was going spicy tuna.
All right.
Yeah.
If you could be one animal?
Man, this is more like thinking that I've had to do in like 2 months. I would say dolphin.
Okay.
Okay.
Last one. This is,
no,
these,
man, you
these
know
are
what?
Your, these
a
are your
giraffe. I want to be a giraffe.
You want to be a giraffe? Why
this
a giraffe?
So much. You see, like you see more than anybody, unless you're a bird. You're just like, man, I see stuff.
Can only
you
pick
say
one
all
shine.
The other animals, you can't see what I can see.
And you just chill.
Yeah, they're
like giraffes,
chill.
They just
they're
chill.
They're never mad.
But I automatically think of the predators. They don't get attacked too often, do they? Do, but well, only I mean, when you're a baby. If you make it through the baby stages, then you're good.
Yeah, but we're assuming he's not going to get killed by a lion or something.
Right.
Last and most important one, who do you cast to play you in the Sean William Scott biopic?
Nobody wants to see that. But if I was going to cast already.
But it's being made.
Well, definitely DiCaprio.
Right? Excellent choice.
I mean, they have to go with what everybody else would want.
He would nail it.
Right.
He would nail it. I'd watch that.
I would too.
Well, congrats, man. Thanks for coming by.
Thanks so much.
Please be sure to check out Sean William Scott starring as Officer Wesley Cole in season 3 of Fox's Lethal Weapon. Start next Tuesday at 9 p.m.
On with Mario Lopez.